episode 78 of
Brutal Battle.
Yes, it is Adam Miller here again from The Craft Kind, thecraftkind.com.
Yep.
So check it out. He's here to talk about Vermont again, as we teased from the last episode. We ended up breaking it up into two episodes because it's so epic, it can't fit into one episode. You just can't contain it like that.
No way.
But let's real quick do the hop knowledge. Today's hop is Lublin, or Lublin, not sure how you say it. Origin is Poland. This is the first hop we've had on that's from Poland. Description, herbal and mildly spicy. Details, grown in Poland since 1964, and also believed to be derived from Saaz hops. Mainly used for aroma. Substitutions for it would be Herzbrucker, Saaz, and Tettenanger. A few examples of beers that have been brewed with Lublin. Revolution Brewing's Miner's Gold and Wilmantic Brewing's Sunpower Ale. Haven't had either. I do know about Revolution Brewing, and they've got some pretty good stuff. Do not know about Wilmantic. No. But like I've said before, I'd like to try every beer out there, pretty much. Maybe one day.
Send it Carlin's way.
Yeah. Get in contact with me. Send me an email. Yeah. Give me a call, whatever. Just let me know when you want to send me your beers.
Yep.
And speaking of beers, with the last two episodes, Adam was here, and he was very graciously providing beers. We've had the Arthur Farmhouse Ale by Hill Farmstead. We had the Beelzebub and the Focal Banger by Alchemist. And to finish the trifecta of amazing Vermont breweries, we have a beer from Lawson's this time around.
Yep.
Adam, what is that beer?
So this beer is called Ava or Ava. I'm not exactly sure how it's pronounced, but it's Lawson's Finest Liquid IPA, and it's brewed with copious additions of Apollo, Vanguard, and Amarillo hops. This American IPA is also named for our oldest daughter. So the name there, Apollo, Vanguard, and Amarillo is obviously part of the name, and as is their oldest daughter. So So this Ava is the second batch of Ava. It was released the Thursday before Memorial Day weekend, and we got it on our Vermont trip, so it's a really good IPA. I'm enjoying it here.
I will tell all the listeners that Rebecca's down here. She dropped off beer B for the mystery round, and she picked up my glass. I haven't even smelled it yet. She picked up my glass and just started
I
didn't say chugging yet.
You were going to.
I was going to. She's taking pretty large sips of it, looking at me and going, it's so good.
Yeah,
it's so good.
Yeah.
I'm glad you enjoyed it,
it
Rebecca.
Is so good.
Now it's my turn to try to enjoy it.
If you have any left, I'll finish it.
Okay.
It says straight from the Green Mountains to your head.
Oh. Nice. It has a very hop oil aroma to it. It's almost a little like petrol-y.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Like, when I think like hop oil, this is the kind of smell.
Like pure hoppy oil.
Yeah, it's Jesus. That is like hops out the wazoo. And it's like an amberish color to it, too.
Yep.
Oh, my. Yeah.
Well, there's a decent amount of heat at the end of it that
Mm-hmm.
You can taste the ABV. I mean, to me, at the end, it tastes around 7%, and that's...
There is a pininess to this. That's
piney, like resin.
Yeah, it's resinous, big, piney, and usually sticky. I'm not big with, like, the pininess, but if it's kept in check with some good citrusy notes,
right,
which this really does, I'm enjoying it. It is very good. Rebecca wasn't lying, people. She was not lying when she was telling me it's really good. It is really good.
It's good.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for sharing this and all the
Absolutely.
Beers. Phenomenal.
Yep.
Well, let's get to it. Finish off your story. how did you get this beer? That's a good segue into it.
So, this was our second annual Vermont trip, and it was based around the Hill Farmstead Memorial Day events, which they traditionally hold every year on Memorial Day. But this year, they're doing some construction at the brewery, and so I think, you know, they might have, I'm only predicting that they ran into some issues with permitting, you know, people being on site, bunch of drunk people camping out, yeah, and construction sites like that might, those things yeah, might not mix.
I'm
not
sure. Don't mix yeah, at all now.
So they held the events off site this year, and the first event was going to be on Friday night, the Friday before Memorial Day, at Parker Pie Company, which is in West Glover, Vermont. So our trip was based around getting to Vermont for that event because it's Hill Farmstead, it's their anniversary, they have a pretty nice draft list for that event.
Oh, I bet.
And it was going to be a pretty chill weekend, but then about maybe 3 weeks before we went, Lawson's announced that they were going to release Triple Sunshine on the Saturday following the Hill Farmstead event. And then about a week after that, we started hearing some rumors that the Alchemist might be doing one of their pop-up truck sales later on Saturday. So both of those things became realities. And so we realized that it was going to be a little bit tighter than we thought. So the four of us that went took 4 days, you know, it was about 3 days. We left on Wednesday night at, we left Pennsylvania around 10 p.m. Drove through the night, took a little rest stop at a truck stop and caught some Z's, and then finished a drive, and that landed us in Warren, where we landed this Lawson's Finest Ava at the Warren General Store. So if you want Lawson's, the best place to get Lawson's is the Warren General Store in Warren, Vermont on Thursdays. And it sounds like the deliveries are coming in around 9, 10 a.m. on Thursday morning. So it's a very general story environment. It's awesome place.
Like pickle eggs. Yeah, exactly. Stuff. It's
very cool place. Delicious breakfast was had there, and we waited around a little bit, and the Ava came in, and then after that we made our way to Waterbury, where we ended up having a really awesome lunch and at the Mad Taco slash and shoot. I can't remember the name of the bar that's in Waterbury, where we had Everett, which is Hill Farmstead's porter, and Edward, which is Hill Farmstead's IPA, on tap there. And the Mad Taco provides food at that particular bar, and it was, the Mad Taco's awesome. The Mad Taco and the beer in Vermont are both almost worth the trip to Vermont. It's wow, it's awesome. So, go ahead.
It sounds like things were, you know, you're expecting to do one thing
yep,
on this trip, and but then all of a sudden
came together.
Oh my God. It was like the perfect storm, but in a good way, obviously.
Yep. And the video that we've mentioned on the last two episodes, that's
on thecraftkind.com.
Yep. Yes. That video, just, you know, Beermageddon.
Yeah, like, someone did say that on the video. Beermageddon.
It was the perfect storm of events. I mean, usually Hill Farmstead, their event, it happens an hour and 45 minutes north of Waterbury, where the Alchemist and Waitsfield, where Lawson's Finest, you know, have their homes. And so it usually doesn't become this big weekend of events. But because of the construction, they held Saturday's events in Waterbury. And so Lawson's and Hill Farmstead and the Alchemist kind of planned their schedules around. And so on Friday then, we made it to Hill Farmstead to the brewery. And then Friday night to Parker Pie Co., where the Hill Farmstead event was. And that was interesting. They had a bunch of vintage bottles that they opened up from Hill Farmstead. They opened up a bunch of Cantillon bottles. It was crazy. Fafoon, Pepe, it was pretty interesting. Not expecting that at the Hill Farmstead event, but it was there, and it was awesome. Then
yet another crazy thing that yeah, just kind of like
it was
piled on top.
Yep. So I mean, we camped out Thursday night, and then so we were kind of chilling Friday and midday, and then after the event, we were, you know, kind of gauging whether or not we wanted to get up and drive an hour and 45 minutes north on Saturday morning in order to get in line for the Lawson's Triple Sunshine event. We did realize that was something we wanted to do because we were there, and it's like, you gotta go. You gotta go for gold. So,
well, I mean, when you've driven 9 hours, and it's like, okay, maybe just this one more thing, maybe just this one more thing. Like, when these things present themselves to you, it's kind of like one time ordeal, gotta do it. Otherwise, you're gonna go home, and you're gonna be unable to sleep at night, because you're like, what if? What if I went to that one thing that I skipped?
Exactly. So, we did some packing up on Friday night after the event. I mean, and we were able to do that because of how awesome of a job Hill Farmstead did with the event. It was so, just the pace of it was so mellow. There were not a ton of people there. We feel like a lot of people had held south at Waterbury for the Saturday events and didn't want to drive all the way up to West Glover for the event on Friday night. So not a lot of people there. It was very mellow. They had zombie dust on tap. It was supposed to be,
Jesus.
We witnessed the first ever legal pouring of zombie dust in the state of Vermont. It was pretty wild. Just tons of great beers from Hill Farmstead. Like I said, the Canteon bottles that were open, the vintage Hill Farmstead bottles that were opened. It was really, really, really awesome. And then, put in the extra effort, packed up camp that night, got up around 4 a.m. on Saturday, and drove an hour and 45 south to Waitsfield at the Mad Taco, where they held their event. And much to our surprise, when we got there, there were already 40 people in line waiting. Jeez. At 5:45.
And when were things going to start for it?
They were going to start selling tickets at the Mad Taco, I believe, at 8 o'clock.
Okay, so 5:45.
We talked to the first guy, the guy who was first in line, who was first in a lot of lines that weekend.
he was your nemesis, just beating you.
Well, and I mean, we got all the beers, so not, he was. Yeah. And I can't say enough about the people up there and how cool everybody was and hanging out in line with people. Very, very awesome. And he came all the way from Florida.
Jesus.
Rocking all his Funky Buddha swag and from Florida. And so he deserved to be first in line if he came all the way from Florida.
So it's not enough for that guy that he can get Cigar City whenever he wants.
Yeah,
he's gotta go to Vermont and take all that.
Yep, exactly. So, but 40 people in front of us at 5:45 a.m. and waited until about 7:30 when they decided it was time to hand out the tickets. And so I think at that time there were enough people in line that all of the bottles were accounted for. So that was 3 bottles of Triple Sunshine, 3 bottles of Ava, which we're drinking right now, which is going down really well. It's really delicious.
Oh my god. Hoppy it is, it's pretty smooth.
Yeah. And a couple bottles of Lawson's Spring Fever Session IPA and 2 bottles of their rum barrel aged Faistons, which is a maple imperial stout that I haven't cracked into yet.
Crazy.
Yeah, I've had the opportunity to try the regular version of that, and it was delicious. So the rum ones, I'm not sure what to even do with. I'm afraid to open them. Those are little bottles too, 375 milliliter bottles, so they're 12 ounces. So it's what are you gonna do with that? You got special occasion.
Don't hesitate too much, because I've gotten into situations where I have this, very special beer, and I'm just kind of when do I do it, and then it just sits there forever, and then I feel like I never have the moment. I keep psyching myself out about when's the right moment. Sometimes you just gotta just do it.
Yeah.
And then that's gonna be the right moment.
It is a dilemma. It is a dilemma. Mm-hmm. With some of these big beers, you go, put so much effort into it, and that's probably not what the brewers wanted either. They brew it, and when they put it in the bottle, they probably intend it to be, consumed within, a couple months of that time. And I mean, sure, maybe it's a little boozy, or maybe it's a little this or a little that, and it's going to benefit from a little bit of time. But for the most part, I mean, the beer's integrity is intact when it's in the bottle from their standpoint.
Right.
And if you let it sit too long, who knows what could happen, and, how well are you aging that beer? What temperatures are you aging it at? These kind of things. So
it's a game.
There's a lot of variables. So
you got to figure out.
You got to
right time, right temperature, the right angle.
Yep.
Of,
yeah.
You know.
We'll, gotta drink it, gotta enjoy it. Yeah, that's what beer is all about. So, but I mean, after that event, the last event was the Alchemist Truck Sale, which I think on the last episode we drank Beelzebub and Vocal Banger, which we picked up at that last truck sale. And I mean, I can't say enough about the Alchemist and how fun they made that event. We, as you know, have heard, waited in a lot of lines that weekend.
Yeah. It was just like line-mageddon, yeah, pretty much.
Yep, line after line. So, but none of them had a DJ like the Alchemist did. And, you know, free
very
hot dog.
Unique idea there.
Yeah, exactly. And, I mean, dude, I wish I could get a hold of that song. It's like the DJ was playing a song about Hetty Topper.
Which
and you can hear it in the video.
Exactly. So there you thank go. You.
Another
that's
plug for the video.
Yes.
Thecraftkind.com. Go to the blog. You can hear the Hetty Topper song.
Really, the video is totally cool. I mean, you can listen to what Adam's saying, you know, yep, giving the story. But when it comes to that event,
passion,
watching the video gives you a great window into what was actually going on.
Yeah, I mean, there's just so many people in that video that, like, we didn't even get the opportunity to meet, and it's like, holy crap, like, they had their own story. They got up super early, they were waiting in line, just like we were, at a different place, and, you know, there were so many awesome weekends that weekend. So many people's weekends were made, you know, because of the, you know, because of the generosity of all three of those breweries and just kind of putting it all together and making it possible for us. So it's, yeah, I can't say enough about Vermont. I've been spending the last couple of weeks trying to figure out how to get my, how to make myself profitable in Vermont.
So you can move up there.
Yeah, exactly. So,
oh my God. Yeah. Well, and we were talking before the episode and you were saying that in Vermont, there's just so much like local stuff for purchase all over the place.
Yeah.
And, It seems to me that by, you know, Lawson's and Hill Farmstead and Alchemist doing what they're doing and doing it so well, they're bringing a ton of capital into Vermont. This has become like, I mean, I kind of don't want to say it, but I do want to say it. It's become like kind of like, you know, like Silicon Valley became,
yep,
you know, just yep, bringing in a new source of revenue to a state.
Yep.
And I feel like Alchemist, Lawson's and Hill Farmstead are doing that for Vermont.
Yeah, in a very small area of Vermont, too. I mean, they are affecting the local economy in that small area drastically. Every weekend, there are people making that pilgrimage from all across the East Coast to that small area. And, I mean, the entire New England area is known for their craft beer.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you look at Portsmouth Brewery and the stuff that they were doing. And, you know, we mentioned earlier Jack's Abbey and the stuff that they're doing. And
Pretty Things, Trillium.
Exactly.
You know.
There's a ton of craft breweries up there. Maine Brewing, you know, is doing great things. So there's a ton of craft breweries in that area. But in a very small area, there's like three guys. And I say three guys because it's literally like three dudes that are like in control of their own tiny little breweries that are making some of the best IPAs and a lot of other really great beers, too. In the world, in my opinion. So it's very odd. It's very strange that they're that that close together, but there's so many people coming there, buying local products, you know, they're gassing up at local gas stations, they're, you know, staying at local hotels. When they need to eat something, they're stopping by the local Mad Taco, which is, like I said, delicious. So go to the Mad Taco. The Mad Taco in Waitsfield, Vermont will be amazing if you go there. But, I mean, yeah, there's something to be said for that, you know, when you create that big of a buzz as a small craft brewery and you're bringing that many people into the area, you know, and sure, Vermont's great, big on tourism when it comes to winter stuff, but what about spring stuff when all the snow melts? You know, well, there were a lot of people, believe me, there were a lot of people in Vermont that weekend for the same reason that we were there. And, yeah, I think that's awesome. I think it's a big, you know, that's something to be said for the craft beer industry, bringing that many people into a small area like that. So. Yeah.
And these, you know, these are relatively small breweries. And from what I understand, these head brewers and owners are friends.
Tiny. Yeah, they're so little. And, yeah, I think they are friends. I mean, I've never seen them meeting in person. Right. I don't know, but I would assume that they all chat on a regular basis. I'll tell you what I would like to see. I would like to see a collaboration.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
I knew you were going there. All three of them collaborate on something crazy.
But I'm not sure if it would work out, because if you look at their styles, they control everything. You know, we were at Hill Farmstead 2 days in a row, and you know, Sean Hill was there filling, like, this bottle of Arthur that we drank earlier. He put it into the case himself. Like, he fulfilled the order himself. He was standing there, and he's, you know, he's working his ass off just day in and day out. And so...
I think
they all do it. Like I said, I mean, like, we were at Hill Farmstead, and Sean was there. And we were at the event, and Sean Hill was there. And then the next day, you know, we're at the Lawson's event, and Sean Lawson is there underneath their Easy Up at the farmer's market selling the beer. And a couple hours later, you know, John Kimmich is walking down the line pouring beer for us.
Yeah.
All, you know, they're
guys
working.
Are in there. They're in the community.
So
that's cool.
I would, they might clash heads. I'm not sure.
Yeah,
you know, like, if they're all trying to be, because they're accustomed to being in control of their own environment, so they might clash heads, but they might create something epic too. I'm not sure.
Yeah, make the very first quadruple IPA and just make it like totally crazy.
Yeah.
Be like Hopocalypse. Yeah. Oh, I know there's a beer called that, but
quadruple sun heady.
Yeah, nice.
I'm not sure.
I think it's important to say, since we are drinking the Ava or Ava by Lawson's, that Lawson's, in fact, Sean Lawson brews out of his home.
Yeah, it's tiny.
And not only that, but the bottling and putting the labels on and everything, like, that's his family helping him do that. And he goes and just, like, sells at, like, farmer's markets and stuff. I mean, so small, and it's so sought after because he's making amazing product. You know, it warms my heart to see this in the craft beer community, because, you know, people tell you I really hate, like, big corporations, because things become so impersonal when you're at that level. And to see something like what's going on in Vermont, and it's so small and it's so personal, and everybody wants that beer because it's so good. It's like, it's brewed with love. It's brewed with passion.
Yep.
And that's what it's about.
It, yeah.
It's so awesome. It just makes me want to support them.
I know.
And, you know, I'll be honest, you know, after the last episode, went upstairs and I let Rebecca try the Beelzebub and the Focal Banger, and she was blown away, and she was just like, oh my God. Then she said to me, when you were in the bathroom, Adam, she was like, I feel like we should go to Vermont. Should we go to Vermont? And I'm like, I'd brought that up to her like a year or so ago, and she was just like, hell no, not for beer. But now, since she's had the product, she's like, I think we should go.
Yeah, and I think when you have it at the source, like,
there's nothing better, really.
Man, I'm sure. When we sat down and had Everett and Edward and that taco that I had, I was like, that was Thursday.
That's
a
band, Everett, Edward, and the Taco.
There you go, exactly. Yeah, tribute band to
or
that.
Or a weird movie.
Tribute,
I don't know.
Yeah, tribute band to that moment in my life, but yeah. At the Black Back Pub, it came to me. I think it's Black Back Pub in Waterbury. That's where we had that stuff on draft, and it was like Thursday, and the weekend was just beginning, and it was like, I could just stay right here and have those
forever.
Beers on tap. It was like, yeah, there's something to be said for being in Vermont and having those beers and just experiencing that local environment, those people, very cool people. A lot of, you know, we found beer that we were tipped off on a local grocery store, because I was buying a book for my girlfriend while we were waiting for a bar to open, and she was like, you guys should check out this grocery store. And we went down to the grocery store, and they had Hetty's just sitting on the shelf, 2-4 packs per person. It's and we would have missed it entirely, but she was like, you guys should check this place out. So all weekend long, that was the kind of hospitality that we found up there. And yeah, Vermont, We're not sponsored by Vermont on the show, right, Carlin?
No, no.
But we should.
I wish. God, that'd be amazing.
Nah, the entire state of Vermont sponsors this podcast.
Entire state of Vermont. Sponsor this podcast. Just send us all your beer.
But there's, and the cool thing is, when it comes to the craft beer industry, I have to assume, based upon the places that I've visited, that every town that, you know, has great breweries in it is the same way. You know, it's not just Vermont. It's, you know, any town that is just full of great craft breweries like that, if that's what you're looking for, you're going to find the same thing. So
awesome.
Yeah.
So great people, great food, certainly great beer.
Yeah.
That's what the Vermont trip was all about.
Yeah.
Great friends, probably, too.
Great friends.
You went with good friends. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story about going to Vermont, and especially for sharing some of the beers, your spoils from your pilgrimage to Vermont. Wow. So hopefully, at some point, I'll be able to talk on the podcast about having gone to Vermont and doing the exact same thing. And, you know, I partied with John Kimmich and Sean Lawson and Sean Hill, and I talked him into doing that quadruple IPA.
Yeah, exactly.
You never know what could happen. And thank you so much. That's great.
Yeah.
So cool. With that concluded, let us go to the mystery beers after having had that wonderful Ava, which I still have more of, and I'm going to finish that after the show. Obviously, Rebecca's going to want more, as she had said in the beginning. She's like, I'll finish it. We'll have to split what's left, she and I.
Yeah.
We'll see. All right, water is definitely in order to cleanse some palate. Did the old swish in my mouth on the water.
Yep.
A is very amber. And Adam, as you said when Rebecca set A down in front of you, this is the first amber one we've had since you've been here.
Yep.
Very, straight amber, what you would think of. A little bit of white head to it.
Caramel malt.
Yeah.
Feels pretty caramel-y and
does hoppy. Does smell caramely, does smell hoppy. You're definitely on with that. Little honeysuckle-ish.
Mm.
I smell a tad bit of honeysuckle. Which actually might indicate some kind of dying hops. That's how I characterize that.
Yeah, it smells good, but you're right. When you say dying hops, it did kind of remind me that it could be a potentially like old IPA, but I'm that's the
old IPA, old pale ale, who knows?
Yeah.
But those are all the significant smells I'm getting out of this. The aroma, the bouquet, if you will. I feel like the beer community can use the term bouquet.
Yeah.
Because beer's at the level of wine now.
Yeah. It
truly is.
Okay, yeah.
In my opinion, better, but, you know. Hmm. What do we have? It's kind of sourish. Not intentional, though, in my opinion.
Yeah, there is.
Huh.
Almost infected type sour taste.
Yes, yes. Good point with that. Yeah, kind of infected. Because it's no sourness that I can attribute to, like, any sort of fruit or anything like that. It's this kind of, like, artificial.
Like puckering. Weird sour that's not...
It's like something got screwed up.
Doesn't place. Yeah. Because even as I just like sit without having a sip for a while, it's like hanging on my tongue. Like it's weird.
Oh, it's like still there.
Acidity, like...
Not going away at all. Actually, that sourness is kind of like, in my opinion, mixing with like a little bit of like some sort of like citrus peel note to it. Like maybe like a lemon peel. It's like sour and lemon peel, but not like sour lemon. It's like that artificial sour we've been talking about with some lemon peel.
Kind of odd.
I don't really think I'm feeling that beer.
Yeah.
I mean,
no, I hear you.
I don't know what it's supposed to be, but it also, I don't know, other than that sourness and that kind of like lemon peel note to it, I mean, obviously I'm tasting like a little bit of hop to it, but I'm not really getting anything else.
Right.
It's very...
just kind of like that old, kind of like... Like I said, the caramel maltiness is still kind of there in the backbone, but it makes me think that... I don't know, it almost makes me think at one point that was covered up by a bigger hoppiness that maybe has faded, or I'm not sure.
Yeah, I mean, this definitely could be an old, whatever it is, pale ale, IPA, whatever. It's not down with it.
It just seems odd how it's pretty dark. You know,
yeah. It seems like a pretty unremarkable beer, in my opinion. But, you know, maybe I need to come back to it after we have B. And B looks like that's another dark beer. But around the edges, you can see some red.
Yeah, it's and not
brown peeking through.
Yeah.
Brownish red.
It's like a...
The head's pretty white. When you swirl it up, it's a little tan, but pretty white by and by.
Looks like a vanilla on the nose.
Ooh. Okay.
That was expecting from the appearance of this beer.
Yeah, no. I could see the vanilla in there. It's getting a little bit of a citrusy note. There's something else in that I'm really trying to... Ooh. Whoops. I just hit the table and I almost knocked all the beer over. Jesus. Whew. That would have been Beermageddon, let me tell you. We still got some really good stuff. Okay. I'm getting a little ashiness.
Yeah.
Like a...
smokiness.
Yeah, a little smokiness. A little kind of like a cigarette ash.
Yeah, I hear that.
Which sounds terrible.
Dude.
What
you
is
said
it?
That, you said that and I tasted it, and I swear it tastes...
It smells like lemon in there, too.
There's definitely an ashtray taste to that beer.
Oh, goddamn.
You said ashtray right before I tasted a sip of it, and I was like, whoa, there's the ashtray.
Yeah, it does. It tastes like licking an ashtray.
Yeah.
Truly does. Very, very ashy, smoky.
Which I've done multiple times.
Mm. Whoa. Mm. I wonder if this is supposed to be some sort of like smoked porter or something.
I was thinking when you said about the ashtray, I was thinking like, yeah, maybe I could smell some smoked porter in there. But man, as soon as you, I literally took a sip of that like a tenth of a second after you said ashtray, and I was just like, that's what I taste.
Man. It is very ashy on the flavor, yeah. And there's not like barely any body to the beer either. It's very thin in the mouthfeel.
Yeah.
Hmm. I get up front, I get like a really odd kind of minerally tartness.
Yeah.
Mineral and tart. And then it just goes, everything just like gives way to that ashy taste. Hmm. Kind of not feeling either of these beers. So weird. You're making like this kind of weird face, like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, no, I'm kind of excited to know what these two beers are just based off of them. I don't like them.
Poop A and poop B. I don't, not so hot. Mm.
And you go back to A and it's like, yeah, super malty side of a double IPA, or like an IPA, It's like A tastes like an IPA with not enough hops and way too much malt backbone. And B is like, it seems like it is like a porter. I would assume B is a porter.
But that is like one of the weakest body porters I've ever had, if that's the case.
Pretty weak body, and it's definitely ashtray.
The more I taste it, though, I'm getting, my palate's getting used to that kind of ashtray flavor, and it's not as bad. So
I have been in a situation where I was enjoying a smoked porter, and like other people that were tasting it were like having the same experience with it, where they were saying like, all I can taste is ashtray, and I'm like, I don't know, I taste a pretty good smoked porter, so I wouldn't want to like judge it off of one, just one tasting and say, this isn't a good smoked porter, but. If it's not a smoked porter, then I don't know what the hell it is.
What is it? Yeah, exactly. So, I'm taking more sips of it, and then I'm, like, breathing through my nose, and I just feel like it's just, like, ash just coming out of my nose. Yep. It's so weird. I don't think this is a beer I would choose to drink again.
I don't think so.
It's not the worst, either. I feel like A is kind of like a benign beer, and B is kind of a little bit offensive.
Yeah.
Because of the ashiness to it.
Yep.
And I'm trying to figure out where that makes these fall numbers-wise for me in comparison to one another.
Yeah.
Do you have any ideas on A or B where you want to go?
I would probably give both of them, like, twos, just because, like, I mean, like, I'm not sure what the style is on either of them, obviously, but I'm assuming that A is an IPA that just doesn't have enough hops and has too much of a malt backbone, and that B is a smoked porter that is just super, super smoky, that I'm not a huge fan of either of them. I'm
tasting A again, and it's actually just tasting lemony to me now, and it's like not a good lemon either.
Right.
You know, it's kind of like just a little, like that artificial tartness too. And it's weird. That's weird. So we got like offensively lemony now, and we have offensively ashy.
Yep.
I'm gonna be honest, I was thinking a two for the both of them as well. And while I was going back and forth, I was trying to figure out, can I like give an edge to one of these and bump one of them to a three? And
I can't.
I feel like if I do that, I'm gonna be doing an injustice to all the other beers on the show that I've given threes to. So yeah, I'm gonna agree with you on the twos. So this is a rare occasion where there's a tie between the beers on the show.
Right.
So sorry. Whoever these breweries are, you have not impressed us. Winner of the episode, Lawson's Finest Liquids.
Yeah, exactly.
Actually, I'm going to take a sip of that Ava right now. Oh my God. Going from those mystery beers to that Ava, it's just like, oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
You're making a leap into a refreshing pool of amazing beer. Cool. Well, I'll just go A to B because they're both with a two, so it doesn't really matter. So A, with an overall of two is...
Oh,
Dogfish Head's Aprahop. Doesn't surprise me because I typically don't like Aprahop.
Yeah.
It's an IPA brewed with apricot juice. I guess that's why we were getting kind of confused about the tartness.
Yeah.
Apricots are things that I have barely ever had.
Yeah.
So, wouldn't really know.
Interesting.
Is there an ABV? There's 7% ABV on this beer.
We were confused, and Dogfish makes a lot of off-the-wall beers, so...
Yeah. So I feel like they try to confuse you, so Dogfish Head, good job. Yeah. You did what you were trying to do. Well, what I assume you're trying to do, kind of. At least for people who do blind taste testing.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so B, overall of two as well, is... Oh! Union Brewing's Black Wing Lager. It says a champion of flavor on it. You know what? Sorry. I'm not a fan. I've had two other Union beers.
Okay.
Kind of recently, actually, and enjoyed them. I think this is the first one I haven't really totally enjoyed. Let me see if there's an ABV on this. Yes, 4.8%, so it's pretty low.
Okay.
It says, this crisp, clean, dark lager begins with hints of roasted coffee beans and rich chocolate, but showcases a surprisingly light body and mouthfeel. Well, it is very light.
It is light.
This Schwarz beer, German for black beer, is moderately hopped with noble German hops that complement the delicate malt backbone. Not to be underestimated, this dark lager is a true champion of flavor. Caw-caw! They actually put caw-caw on there. I don't know if it would sound like that, but that's what they put. You like that? That was a good one.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone was expecting the caw-caw!
Nah, I wasn't, man.
They probably put that in there because
probably have,
of
like people ratings. Driving and listening to the podcast and like swerving off the road, also.
Wrecking their cars. Like, where did that come from? Cacon, that's crazy. Oh, that makes me sad. I actually have really been enjoying stuff by Union, and that makes me kind of sad.
One, man, Ashtray was right on it.
Yeah,
it was,
very,
it was odd.
Very ashy.
Yeah.
Have you had any Union stuff?
I believe at Max's, I have had some Union stuff in the past. And I think I've enjoyed it. Yeah, I don't.
I'm going back and smelling it again. Like, I want to enjoy it, but I'm just not. Because for me, as far as like smokiness goes and ashiness, I can handle it when it has a much larger mouthfeel.
Yeah,
like when there's more substance to the actual beer's body and its flavor.
Yeah.
So I need like dark rich malt in order to carry that smokiness and ashiness.
This when is you do light, it like though, this. It's like it's just
it's yeah, rough. It's really rough to me. Don't like it, sorry. But I've liked some of your other stuff. I had their Perfecta Pils.
Okay.
Very nice Pilsner, actually. Thanks. And their Duck Pin Pale Ale.
I did just get Quite Duck good. Pin. Yep. Duck and Pin's I nice. Enjoyed it. I yep. enjoyed it. My dad always tells me about playing Duck Pin as a kid in yes. Maryland. We don't play Duck Pin in Pennsylvania, but apparently it's a Maryland thing.
They do a lot of, you know, obviously Baltimore-centric yep. things. Yep. We had on the show their Balt. Which is their alt beer, okay. which for an alt beer was pretty good alt beer. Cool. Actually, I think I enjoyed their alt beer more than I enjoyed Heavy Seas Pale Ale.
Nice.
So that kind of speaks volumes because me being more of like a hop oriented yeah. person and choosing an alt beer over a pale ale, pretty big yeah. deal. So anyway, kind of duds this yeah. episode. Sorry, Adam. I feel like I let you down, man. Dude,
we had plenty of good beer, so.
Yeah, we did. Oh my God, the Hill Farmstead, the Alchemist, the Lawsons. These have been the last three episodes. Well, this episode and the last two, been pretty epic as far as tasting beers. And hopefully everyone listening have been like, oh my God, I'm so jealous.
There's gonna be a swarm on Vermont after yeah. these episodes.
Which, as we've talked, is a good thing for them. Yeah,
it's a good thing for them.
And keep the money pumping in there, and then maybe we'll be getting. More money going to these breweries, and they'll be like, hey, we need to expand, and then we're going to expand production. I envision yeah. hopefully in 10 years, all these breweries will be, you know, distributing to at least half the United States.
Hopefully.
That's wishful thinking.
East Coast first, yeah.
Oh my God, yes, please, East Coast. And come straight down. Just straight yeah. down.
Yeah, straight down.
Florida already has Cigar City, so they don't really need it right yeah. now, in my opinion. You know, Maryland really needs something because we have some good breweries, but we don't have anything like
yep.
Hill Farmstead, Alchemist, or Lawson. So, if we could get something like that, damn, please, somebody out there.
Yep.
Anyway, it's been awesome having you on, Adam.
Thanks, man.
The Craft Kind, people. Check it out. There's a blog. There are products. You can get Hop Soap currently. Eventually, you're going to be able to get some t-shirts, yep. some cool t-shirts. And
More
then
flight paddles.
The flight paddles will yep. be available again at some point as well. And then who knows what else is going to show yep. up.
Lots of stuff.
All we sorts of awesome plans. Things.
Fun plans.
Anyone who's a beer geek, anyone who appreciates craft beer, that's going to be a place to look constantly. Like I've said on another episode, check it every day. You know, just see what's about to pop up.
Yep.
And in the meantime, if you want to contact Adam about anything, yep. Do you have any email address or anything?
It's adam at the craft pint. TheCraftCon.com, awesome. Social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all at TheCraftCon.
So. Oh, man, you got the Instagram going
yep,
on?
Yep, we got the Instagram going on, yep.
I'm not
Some
even
Some pictures
there.
Of Vermont up there, Ooh, so okay. yep, check it out.
You guys want to get super jealous, do that. All right?
Yep, cool. John Kimmich might appear on TheCraftCon's Instagram feed.
Oh,
so.
okay.
Check it out.
Name drop.
Yep.
Boom. I like it. Very cool. Thank you so much, Adam. And I'm going to say right now, you're welcome to come on anytime you want, buddy.
We'll be back.
You can plug I'll it. Be back. You can, you know, whatever. And the next session we do, I'm going to have to share a bunch of awesome beers with you. I'll get a hold of some really good stuff and, you know, we'll do it up.
Cool.
All right, man. You awesome. Are, you are a major craft beer bro. Kick ass.
It's been fun.
I knew you had a beard for some reason, and it's because you're awesome.
Yep, it's because I've been washing it with CraftCon beer soap.
Yes, exactly. The Citra-infused yeah, yeah. soap.
Yep.
Cool, so everyone check it out, the Craft Kind. Everyone check out Brutal Battle on the internets. All the internets.
Yeah.
BrutalBattle.com, iTunes, Stitcher. I'm not going to go into the rest of it. You guys have listened to enough. And it's been awesome. Thank you so much, Adam. Everybody, listen next time. Who knows what we'll be up to. But never forget to keep it brutal. We'll be right back.
This has been a Nerd Circle podcast production.